Good morning and welcome to Midweek Motivation with me, Jane Cox. So today I'm prompted by the last Wednesday in May. Can you believe where the time has gone this year? So yeah, it's the last Wednesday in May. And I just know that some of you will be sitting at home and will be contemplating your next diet. Now, if you're not contemplating your next diet, and you're happy in your skin, bravo, that is wonderful. You can still keep listening because there may be something in this for you. If you are thinking about starting your next diet, hopefully I'm going to give you a different approach to thinking about food and your weight. I'm often speaking about mindfulness. It's something that I am really fascinated by. I've been on a mindfulness and meditation journey now for coming up to 2 years, and it's literally mind-blowing. All my clients are practicing mindfulness in one form or another. Some of them are finding their own way, some of them are using Headspace, which I always highly recommend. Do have a little Google of Headspace. In fact, I'll probably pop that into the body of the email that you get today, so that you can click on that and go and have a look at Headspace if you've missed it, which would be miraculous because I mention it so many times. Mindfulness. Why is being in the moment important, and why am I suggesting something for this summer? Well, here goes. Here's why. Most of us do things automatically now. We breathe wrongly, which I think is also fascinating. I will be blogging more about this. Yet we breathe wrongly. We get into the habit of breathing in a way that isn't helpful to us. So we actually adopt a poor way of breathing. You'd think we'd know how to breathe. We started off breathing really well. The same with eating. There was a point at which we were taught to eat, shown how to eat, and we may or may not have eaten positively. So we may never have eaten in a good way for our whole lives. So for me, that might be 48¾ years. So imagine we've got into the habit of eating without being very present. It would be to be expected, I think, because we're always doing something. We might not be sitting on a desk and working, but our minds are busy and it's off somewhere else. It's off doing the shopping, it's off back in work, it's answering an email, it's having a conversation with somebody later on. Our minds are somewhere else when we're eating. So we are probably doing several things. We are probably eating too quickly, so we don't get the message from the mouth to the tummy that we are actually consuming certain types of food. Did you know that saliva, that you've got saliva that comes from different parts of your mouth, I'm assuming, but you will have different kinds of saliva being excreted into your mouth when you eat different kinds of food. So carbohydrate will actually release saliva underneath the tongue. That's that saliva, one of its specific jobs. Protein from the salivary glands that you find just beneath the ears. So if we don't chew our food enough, we find that the food goes into our tummies and the right enzymes to break the food down are not present. And we might get IBS symptoms, so irritable bowel, and other digestive issues. We're likely to eat fast when we are anxious, stressed, or just generally very busy. So mindful eating is about being in the moment and about slowing down and about not using water to swallow our food, but actually getting the food into the right consistency for swallowing. Now, why is this good for weight management? Because it allows our signaling systems to work really efficiently. So this is a really simple exercise for you to start doing. I'm doing it because I have digestive issues, and this is part of my research. What I know is also, this is going to be great for anybody that wants to be dealing with stress better, so that they're slowing down their food. They are going to be more in the moment and more mindful. So your mind is less going to be on the things that are bothering you and that you're thinking about, and you're going to be more present. Mindful eating is like mindful breathing. It's a really simple exercise that can benefit us mentally and physically. So, if we want to feel better mentally, if we want to manage our weight, if we want to have those signaling systems being really sharp and working really effectively, this is a really simple exercise for you to do. So that's why this morning, no matter what it is you're going to be doing, whether you want to have a go at the eating just for well-being, if you want to pass it on to your family and friends, do. That's great. Let's get loads of people involved in being mindful and present when we eat. So whatever it is you choose to do, let's do it mindfully today. Let's be in the moment. Let's be present. And let's really help ourselves feel tip-top from Wednesday to next Wednesday and for the foreseeable future. Thanks for spending time with me today and for reading and listening to me in Midweek Motivation.